My dearly beloved in Christ, usually on the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, when we read this gospel, we concentrate on gratitude. Our Lord saying, when the one returned, where are the nine? Showing us that he was displeased, offended, but that nine of the 10 did not return to give thanks. So that's a very important topic. However, I would like to speak about something else, and that is the prayer of the lepers, because it is a wonderful prayer, short as it was. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Let's look at the qualities of that prayer and apply them to our own prayer life. Is it not true that we often complain, at least interiorly, God doesn't listen to me, God doesn't answer my prayers? It seems when we pray for something and we don't receive it, that God isn't listening. But he's always listening. He does not necessarily grant our prayers the way we ask, because maybe what we ask is not good for us. And as the saying goes, if God cannot give us what we ask for, because he knows it is not for our welfare, he'll give us something better. But also, it may be that our prayers are not fulfilled because we don't pray the way we should. And so again, let's look at the prayer of the lepers. And first of all, we see humility. Humility is the fundamental, foundational condition for successful prayer. We have to pray with a humble heart. That means we recognize our total dependence on God and the need we have for his help. We cry out to God, have pity on me, help me. Without you, I am lost. So there's that quality of humility. And the lepers certainly had that, because they were in a very pitiful state. Leprosy was basically a walking death sentence. They had to live apart from the community. They couldn't live within the villages and the cities. They lived out in various leper colonies. And, of course, their bodies were disfigured, their flesh gradually decaying. It was a miserable state. And so we can see these lepers crying out, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. They cried out for two reasons. One, because they couldn't come up close to our Lord. The lepers were forbidden to mix in society. They had to stay at a distance. They had to warn someone, I'm a leper. Don't get close for your own welfare. So they were at a distance. And they cried out, first of all, to be heard, because they were at a distance, but also because of the intensity of their desire. And this is another necessary quality of prayer, fervor in our prayer, really desiring what we ask, not just going through a routine. So they had that humility. They had a conviction of their need of God's help. And they also had complete trust in our Lord. They had heard about him, and they believed that he could cure them. So they had this trust, confidence in their prayer. But another quality of their prayer we should especially reflect upon is that they prayed in common. There were a group of them instead of an individual. And remember those words of our Lord, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. That is why you should pray your family rosary. All the members of the family being there together, calling upon God's help for your family and for yourself as an individual member of the family. So praying as a group. Here you had 10 men, all lepers, and they all had the same petition, the same desire. They cried out in unison. Together, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And one last thing to reflect upon is that it was a mixed group. Now, if you know anything about the temper of the times among the Jewish people, the Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Now, the basic geography of the Holy Land at the time of our Lord is that you had Galilee to the north, and then Judea to the south, of which Jerusalem was the capital. But in between, there was the city of, there was the area of Samaria, and the Samaritans were schismatics. They had built their own temple, contrary to the law of Moses. So they started a schismatic worship. And for that reason, the Jews didn't associate with them. In general, they didn't even talk to them. So there was a very strong prejudice. In fact, that's why last Sunday's gospel for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost was such a powerful parable when our Lord spoke about the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan was the one who stopped to help the poor man who had been beaten half to death and was lying by the side of the road, and the others passed on. It was a foreigner, an outsider, who took pity on him. And that's why our Lord gave that parable when the man asked, "Who is my neighbor?" The Samaritan was truly a neighbor to the poor man that had been beaten by the robbers. So the Jews didn't speak to the Samaritans. They didn't associate with them. They disliked them. When Jews from Galilee were going to go down to Jerusalem to visit the temple on the feast days, sometimes they would go all the way around, they would cross the Jordan River, go around through the other side of the river, and then to Jerusalem, just to avoid going through the territory of the Samaritans. Well, here was our Lord. It says he was journeying in the boundary area between Galilee and Samaria. And so we have a group of lepers. We don't know for sure, but we know that one of them was a Samaritan because he's the one who came back to give thanks. It says he was a Samaritan. There were some Jews. There might have been a couple other Samaritans among them, but it was a mixed group. And notice they had a common situation, the common malady. They were all in the same boat. And so there was no longer that prejudice dividing them, because they were all suffering from the same disease, and the dislike on the part of the Jews of the Samaritans was a forgotten matter for these poor lepers. I want to read a little bit from a wonderful book I've recommended to you before on prayer called Prayer, the Key to Salvation by Father Michael Mueller. And he speaks about this, that if you go to pray and you're harboring in your heart dislike, animosity, lack of forgiveness, he says God will not hear your prayer. So the lepers were as one. They didn't worry about this age-old division, Jews and Samaritans. Father Mueller begins by quoting from our Lord, St. Mark chapter 11, "When you shall stand to pray, forgive if you have anything against any man." And then St. Matthew chapter 5, "Leave thy offering before the altar and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift." In these words, these two quotes, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us that our prayer will not be heard by his Heavenly Father so long as we entertain in our hearts feelings of dislike toward any of our fellow men. If you have recourse to prayer, he says, and at the same time have anything against any man, go first and be reconciled to your brother, or at least forgive him from the bottom of your heart, and then come and offer up your prayers. Otherwise, I will not listen to you. And then he goes on, imagining our Lord saying this, "I will give you what I can, if you give me what you can. If you will not, neither am I bound to give anything to you. Hence I have said, if two of you shall consent upon earth concerning anything whatsoever they shall ask, it shall be done to them by my Father who is in heaven. Our Savior means with our Savior means here to say that our Heavenly Father is so much pleased with the prayers of those who have no feelings of hatred towards one another that he will grant to them whatever they ask of him. But if, on the contrary, they entertain such feelings, their prayer will not be heard. As singing is not pleasing or attractive to anyone if the voices are not in harmony, so neither, says Origen, will the prayers of Christians give any pleasure to God if they be not of one heart and one soul, nor will he hear their petitions. So these are important aspects to our prayer if we want to be heard, to pray as we should, like the lepers, humbly begging God for his help with a deep conviction of our need and a great trust in God, a belief in his power and his desire to help us, to pray together whenever possible in unison, and to pray with a heart that is not at enmity with any man, to pray to forgive from our hearts and pray to Almighty God also to forgive us, for we all have great need of his mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.